Featley 271.
Hello, is that you, Joe?
Yes.
Bob here. How's things?
Oh, hello, Bob. Fine. How are you?
Okay. Listen, I've decided to apply for that job I was telling you about. The one I saw in the Chronicle. You remember?
Yes, I remember. Croydon, wasn't it? What was it, a car factory?
No, light engineering. Rather like that place I was at in Leeds.
Oh, yes, of course. Light engineering. I remember now. And it was for a manager, wasn't it?
Yes, personnel manager.
Very nice, too. Do you feel optimistic about it?
Well, I wouldn't say I exactly feel optimistic, but at least my training and experience have put me in with a chance. So perhaps I could say I feel reasonably optimistic about getting shortlisted. But the interview, that's different.
Why, for goodness sake? You're not scared of interviews, are you?
No, I'm not scared of them, but I don't feel at my best in interviews. Not when I'm on the receiving end, that is. I suppose I spend so much of my time interviewing other people that I feel off balance when I'm in the hot seat myself.
Oh, I shouldn't worry too much about it if I were you. As you say, the job's absolutely made for you. I shouldn't think they'll get many applicants with your qualifications.
Well, we'll see.
Yes. You're bound to get an interview. What's the pay like, incidentally?
Oh, the pay is good. Nearly twice what I'm getting now.
Mm.
But then it is in London, and the rates tend to be a lot higher there anyway.
Yes, but even so, it'll make a big difference if you get it. You'll be loaded.
Well, I don't know about loaded. I should need a damn sight more than twice my present wages to be loaded.
Was the money the main reason for applying?
One of the reasons, probably not the main reason.
What was that, then?
Well, I don't know. It's just that I like working at Yorkshire Engineering, but I'd like more scope for putting a few ideas into practice. You know, old Billings is all right, and he's...
Who's Billings? Is he your boss?
Yes. He's the personnel manager, and he's very understanding and pleasant to work for and all that.
Yes?
And he'd never do anyone a bad turn, but...
He's a stick in the mud.
Well, no, not exactly. But he's very slow to respond to new ideas. He will accept changes, but it takes him so long to come round to a new idea that by the time he's trying it out, it's not new any longer.
And that doesn't suit you?
Well, it doesn't really bother me, but, I mean, you've got to move with the times these days, or you're soon left behind.
Too true.
So, anyway, I thought I'd have a bash.
Good for you. I hope you fed them all that guff about your qualifications and experience in your application.
Oh, yes, of course.
But you didn't lay it on too thick, did you? They can go off you if you make yourself sound too good, you know.
Well, I don't think I did. I just tried to be factual and emphasize the most important points.
I'll bet you'll cakewalk it. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you at any rate.
Thanks, I'll need it.
But what about the prospect of going south? Does that bother you at all?
Well, I know it's got its disadvantages. Housing's very expensive, and travelling in the rush hour can be a bit of a bind. But no doubt it's got its compensations, too. And if you want to get on, you've got to be prepared to move around, haven't you?
Well, that's true. But you've always lived in Yorkshire, and you'll find things very different in London. No more Sunday mornings on the moors.
Hey, steady on. I haven't got the job yet.
No, but if you do get it, you won't be able to pop out of the back door and run up a mountain.
True. That is something that I'd miss. That's one thing about these parts. You're never very far from some real country. Still, I suppose I could get used to country lanes in the home counties if I had to.
Ah, you don't call that walking, do you?
Well, no, not really. But you can't have everything, so I'd have to amuse myself in other ways. They do have a few more theatres and museums than we do, you know.
You'll get fat, middle-aged and civilised. What a fate. And the beer's lousy.
What do you mean, lousy? It's all the same these days, wherever you are.
Don't you believe it? Last time I was in London, I tried about 10 pubs before I could find one where the beer wasn't too cold. I think they put ice in it.
Well, if I get the job, I'll invite you down and we'll do a proper survey of the boozers.
You're on.
But I'll have to ring off now. I've got one or two things to do before I turn in.
Okay, but don't forget to let me know if you get an interview.
I will. Cheerio.
Cheerio, Bob. Thanks for ringing.